Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Lisa Bozak. And is this Valerie or?
Correct. This is Valeria speaking from Family First.
Oh, hi, Valeria. Yeah, so I picked this place because it was good, but my caregiver informed me that she hasn't gotten a paycheck or something. Is that true? Or
we are not like holding the check, but the thing is that she has an issue with her GPS. Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Just to let you know, the caregivers have to use the app to clock in and clock out. She is doing well. She's clocking in now each day from 7 to 3. But the thing is that as of, let me see, around 3 weeks ago, she let me know that her GPS remained at her address. It's always from her address. So we have escalated with the service coordinator and in this case with my manager. But we need to confirm with you if she working every day.
Yes. Yeah, she's been here every day.
Got it. Yeah, that's the
thing. And she's very good. I mean, you know. But, so, what does she have to do now? Just so I have an idea what she's not doing.
I'm still working on it. I'm trying, like, to have a resolution for her because for some reason her GPS is not working. It's always from her address, and if we see that the GPS appears from her address, that means that she's not with you. But as I said, it's like an issue that the GPS, not her. About January, the days that she worked in January, I have been requesting for the timesheet that is an electronic link where she
can. Oh, yeah.
The hours.
You mentioned that.
She
can
be paid.
She told me she,
but.
She told me she put time sheets in a few times. I was just wondering, did she put them in or?
We can pay those days definitely because I remember that I confirmed with you that she worked, so she can be paid for those days, but for some reason we're not receiving the time sheets. And we receive around 100 timesheets every day or more than that. So I requested like for a screenshot because when she submitted the timesheet, she received a notification. Like, you have submitted this document. I need, if it is possible for her to send me that screenshot so I can confirm that she is doing well. Yes, because maybe she's missing some steps. And I'm not receiving the timesheet in the system.
Does it look like she's going to get paid, or is she not going to?
She can be paid if she submits the timesheet properly. We close payroll every Wednesday, so she has time this week.
She said she did it.
Wednesday.
She uploaded a bunch of timesheets or something, she said last week. I'm just wondering. Did she upload them last week to you on Friday or so?
For January and last days?
Yes.
Yes, she can. But for the last 2 weeks that the GPS is wrong, I'm still working on it, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she can be back paid for the other days.
Did I want her to still work here, and I don't know if she's going to work if and she's not getting paid. You know?
Understood. Okay, I will reach out to the service coordinator so we can have a resolution for her. I will try to do it before Wednesday, okay?
All right.
Okay.
That's good.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you, because, yeah, I'm afraid I don't want to lose her. And
oh, God.
It's very good.
Is she with you now?
Yeah, she ran to CVS for me to pick up a fluoride prescription.
Got it. Okay, I will work on it, and I will keep you posted, okay? Can I call you back to this same phone number?
Yes.
Okay, Miss, please let her know to Diane to try it, to read my message, because I told her how to take a screenshot and send them back to me when she finished submitting the timesheet, so I can verify maybe she's missing something or doing something wrong on it, okay? Maybe can do it through the cell phone.
All right. Thanks, Valeria.
Okay, Lisa, you're so welcome, okay? Thank you to you for calling. You
have a great day. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.